Well, good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome back to Bruce Randolph High School in Denver. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabor. We are courtside for today's regional championship game, the girls 3A regional championship, Sweet 16. The Rifle Lady Bears taking on Denver School of Science and Technology. Rifle coming off a big win last night over Middle Park to advance in this championship game, 64-33. And Tech, meanwhile, beat Roaring Fork in the nightcap, 47-35. And we were very impressed with, first off, with the Rifle Lady Bears. Talked with Coach Stephanie Held after the game, and she was very proud of her girls. They played a complete game, beginning to end, opening tip to the final buzzer. They were hustling after loose balls, getting rebounds, making great shots. Shante Church had a terrific game, 25 points. And one thing that Jack mentioned to Coach Held last night, only 9 turnovers, and she went, wow, that's great. And they're going to have an equal that effort today against a very talented Denver School of Science and Technology team, now 22-1, the 7th seed, and they breeze through their conference. Looked like they were going to blow out Roaring Fork last night, and Lady Rams, give them credit, they battled up until the very end, and they had to foul late in the game, and it was Jalen Smith able to hit some free throws down the stretch, and they were able to pull out the win. So it was closer than I think we expected, and Coach Kirk Cheney and his Lady Rams are here to cheer on the Rifle Lady Bears and pull for the Western Slope, which really took it on the chin last night, boys and girls. Aspen boys advanced. They had a big win over Lake County. They're taking on the Holy Family today for the regional championship in Aspen at 1. But this is the first game of the day in both brackets.
Well, it's exciting. You know, I'm just talking to Brad Skinner, who assists Coach Stephanie Held for the Rifle Bears, and he says, you know, it doesn't matter how long I've been doing this, still get nervous before the game.
Sure.
You know, just got to kind of manage it. But, yeah, it's all on the line here for the Lady Bears. They made it to the Grade 8 to Fort Collins last year. This is considered the state tournament playoffs.
Yeah.
But to make it really to state means to make it to Fort Collins. And so the winner of this game gets to take that trip and is guaranteed a couple of games. The Rifle Lady Bears last year kind of went in on high octane. They were undefeated, and then they lost both their games there, one of them
Eaton and Estes Park.
But they would love to get back. A lot of these girls were on that team. I think Jasmine, I'm not even sure she was a starter. I don't think there were any starters, but Ashley Rickstrew saw a lot of time. Joey Kuhheim got in some. And Shante Church had a great game in the consolation bracket last year in the state playoffs, and that's where we got a hint of what was to come. And then last night, boy, she's all the way back from that wrist injury, it appears. Hit 4-7 threes, went for 25 points. But her counterpart, you know, Shante wears 23 for Denver Tech, is Bailey Cotton, a 6'1 sophomore, averages about 15 points a game. And she went for 20 last night, despite getting her third foul in the second quarter and sitting out almost the entire second quarter. Of course, that's when Roaring Fork made their run. Then she came back in the third quarter, had 5 steals and 12 points, and hit 2 threes and had a blocked shot. She just dominated that game in the third quarter as they pulled ahead of Roaring Fork and kind of put the game on ice there. Although the Lady Rams, to their credit, they never did say die, and especially the Gianetti sisters, they were tough as nails last night, played really well. But it's going to take a great effort from Rifle, I think, to overcome. And of course, the one thing about this Denver team is they're all sophomores and freshmen. It's amazing. Cotton's a sophomore. Her older sister's a junior. She scores 15 points a game and 6 foot and much broader, not the willowy athlete that Bailey is. And then they've got a freshman who leads the team in scoring, Jalen Smith, scores 17 a game. She had 14 last night. Another freshman, London Holland, scores 13 a game. She was 0-for-6 on her long shots last night. And, you know, for Rifle's sake, you got to hope that she doesn't find the touch today. But a lot of talent.
As far as controlling the middle, Coach Kirk Cheney, we got his assessment of these girls and how Rifle might match up, and he thought Rifle could hang with them, and especially he liked the matchup between Bradley Cotton and Joey Kuhheim.
Well, and the key will be also, you know, is the ball handling. You know, is Jasmine Figuera going to be able to, you know, keep, you know, break the press and run the offense and against this tough, quick, and tall Denver Science team? It's going to be, you know, I hope it's a good game. You know, I think it will be, but you never really know how teams are going to match up. And then there's always the unknown foul factor. Last night, both Cotton sisters got into some foul trouble, and I think that helped Groin Fork a little bit. Typically in these games, you don't see many fouls called. And so, you know, they keep the stars in the game. They keep the best players in the game. That doesn't become a factor, but you just never really know. This looks like a different referee crew than we had last night.
Yeah. It's not a snowy but very windy day. If you're making the trip down, you're not going to make it. Let's put it that way. But those of you who could not come down, we're glad you could stick around and tune in for the next hour and a half as the Rifle Lady Bears look to make some noise one last time at the 3A level. They're going to move back up to 4A next year, and they would love to go back to Fort Collins this year, and they certainly have a chance, but it's going to be a tall challenge against the Knights of Denver Tech. Looking elsewhere around the bracket on the girls' side in 3A, matchups this afternoon. Every other game being played at 1 o'clock on the girls' side, Holy Family and Florence. Brush at Faith Christian at 1. Olathe, Lady Pirates, they beat Colorado Springs Christian last night 48-31. They'll play Berthoud for the regional championship. Trinidad will play Pagosa Springs. On the other side of the bracket, it's Eaton and Manitou Springs at 1. Bayfield and Peak to Peak. Peak to Peak beat Grand Valley last night 52-32. And let's see, Batch Buff and St. Mary's. And then, of course, this game here, Lady Bears Rifle and Denver School of Science and Technology. On the boys' side, again, the only team from the local area that survived, the Aspen Skiers. They take on Holy Family this afternoon at 1 o'clock in Aspen. They beat Lake County soundly last night, 66-28. Holy Family over Christian Classical Academy, 69-44. Coach Steve Ketchum got production out of Clayton Crawford, 18 points for the Skiers last night. And he said he was proud of the boys. They played great defense, but he said they're going to have to give it their best effort, absolute best effort against Holy Family. He said Holy Family is very deep. They've got their bench is just as good as their five starters.
I was looking at their players. They don't have a single player in 10 in double-figure scoring, so obviously must use their bench a lot, Holy Family.
Yeah. So also on the boys' side in 3A, if Aspen wins today, they'll play the winner of the Colorado Springs Christian Alamosa game. CS Christian, the number 2 seed at 23-0. So they'll play CS Christian if they win on Thursday, next Thursday, in Fort Collins. Pagosa Springs and Kent Denver playing this afternoon at 1. Eaton and Brush at 2:45. Valley and La Junta playing at 1 o'clock today. La Junta knocked off Roaring Fork last night, 61-54. Tough loss for the Rams. Their season comes to an end. They finish at 15-8. Manitou Springs beat Berthoud last night, and they'll play Jefferson Academy this afternoon at 1. Jefferson Academy beat Coleridge last night, 42-35. Titans had a 1-point lead after three quarters and ended up losing that game
42-35.
Yep.
So just 7 points.
Outscored 16-8 in the fourth quarter.
That must have been tough.
Pinnacle play Manual at 1 o'clock. And then Faith Christian, I believe, plays Clear Creek.
No, it's Platte Valley.
Oh, really?
Platte Valley won 60-53. There was a couple of mild upsets. A 17 beat a 16 in that situation. There was one in the girls' bracket, too. and the should Rifle advance here, then they likely will play match buff in the grade 8 at Fort Collins. And that will not be an easy matchup either.
Final four sets in the 4A bracket. Girls side, the final four, Air Academy, Broomfield, Pueblo West, Golden, Sand Creek, and Devlin, Pueblo South, and Centaurus. Air Academy, of course, beat Glenwood in the second round. Final four in the boys, 4A, Sierra and Devlin, Broomfield and Golden, Bella Christian and Kennedy, Lewis Palmer, and Pueblo Central. All right, our starters for the designated home team, the Knights, we'll call them Tech.
That would be freshman, 5'6", freshman London Holland, 5'7", freshman Jalen Smith, junior Sierra Lewis, 6'1", sophomore Bailey Cotton, 6' junior Bradley Cotton for the Knights, and for the Rifle Lady Bears, sophomore Kaylee Cordova, senior Ashley Rickstrew, sophomore Shante Church, junior Jasmine Figuera, and junior Joey Kuhan.
Lady Bears in their road blue uniforms, gold trim, white numerals, and Tech in their home white unis, red, silver, and navy blue trim. Denver Tech in the 3A Frontier League, 11-0 in the league. Now 22-1 overall. In the league with the Pinnacle, Middle Park, Clear Creek, Bennett, the Academy, Sheridan, Flat Canyon, Jefferson, Lake County, which I find interesting. That's more Frontier than the other schools up in Leadville. Rupe Jesuit and Bruce Randolph. School that. Put a pause for our national anthem. Young lady that sang last night. Play some basketball. The first game of the day. The Rifle Lady Bears and the school that I will refer to as Tech.
Looking back at, you know, Denver Tech is in the same league with Middle Park, the team that Rifle beat last night. They played only once, and Tech beat them 57-36, so a pretty comparable score there. Their only loss was to Matchbuff, which
will await the winner here more than likely, and that was the second game of the season, 52-39. And they've won everything since, this Tech team has.
Joey Kuheim and Bradley Cotton for the opening tip. And this regional championship is underway, and it's won by, it was won by Denver Tech, but Cordova took the loose ball. The Bears going left to right. Figuera to Kuheim. Here's Shante Church for three. It's an air ball. But there's Cordova with the loose ball. Figuera hands it off to Kuheim. And Kuheim muscles her way in there and knocks one down.
That's a good start.
The drive should be an offensive foul. It is. As Jalen Smith just muscling her way in there. And clearly a charge. And she's got the palms up saying, I don't know what I did wrong. One thing, you get some of the key players in foul trouble, there's not a lot of depth. They dress nine players.
Rifle running a high offense with two post players at the top of the free throw lane.
Figuera with the ball, near corner, finds a lane, almost traveled. Kicks it off to Cordova. Deshante Church.
Did not look at the three that time.
Nope. Figuera on top of the key. Dribbled a couple times, one-on-one with Smith. Jump pass to Church for three. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
You betcha.
She was just camping there, waiting for the ball, and got it.
5-0 rifle. Shante Church is holding her right wrist.
1 minute. Oh, dear. That's the one that she broke.
And right away, Coach, here's a three-pointer put up by Smith. That's off the mark. Rebound chased down by Shante Church. She's hit in the face. Wow. Tanny Jorgensen getting ready to check in for rifle. And I think Stephanie Hell saying, come and sit down for a minute. Let's see if she's okay.
Yeah.
Figuera to Shante Church. Pivots there. Hands it off to Kuheim.
Wide
open. Easy bucket, Joey Kuheim.
My goodness, they are ripping. What a good beginning for the Bears.
7-0 Lady Bears.
And we are just a minute.
Far corner, three-pointer. Put up by London Holland. Didn't go. And Figuera bringing it up. Lady Bears picking up confidence with every possession. Figuera dribbles right side, stops on the wing. Bounce pass, entry pass, and traveling called against Ashley Rickstrew.
Looks like Tech is playing a man-to-man, and there's a timeout already signaled, a 30-second.
30-second timeout. And Coach Denise Brain, and Lady Bears up 7-0.
Couldn't ask for a better start.
6:03 to go in the first quarter. Wow.
Bears already three assists, two for Jasmine, one for Shante Church.
After Shante hit that three, she came back the other end and was holding that right wrist. And Coach Stephanie Held immediately got Jorgensen up and then told to sit back down.
Well, hopefully she's all right. Might have just kind of banged it against somebody. I'm sure it's a little bit tender. Did a great rehab to get her back on the court. It was the Olathe game, the first Olathe game, January 19th, when she broke that wrist.
This is Jalen Smith up the court, 7-0 Lady Bears.
Bears playing their usual man-to-man.
Pass knocked out of bounds, tipped there by Ashley Richview. Bailey Cotton inbounding. And to Jalen Smith.
And the one thing, this Denver Knights team is young, and it could get into their head. They haven't been behind much, I would guess.
Smith to Holland, right wing. Bounce pass into Bailey Cotton. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Ball tipped away, taken by Jasmine Figuera. She did indeed.
And that's a good sign. Cotton just looked like Michael Jordan.
Figuera to Cordova. And Figuera looking to find Kuheim. Now, no look, nice no look pass. Cordova to Church for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Tech. Pulled down by Sierra Lewis. Pass up the court to a wide-open London Holland. Turnaround jump shot from 5 feet. Won't go. Rebound Cordova. And Cordova being bumped there, and a foul is going to be called, indeed, against London Holland. And, boy, these girls do not like to get fouls called on them. And, again, they are young, freshmen and sophomores.
And
these girls were playing, probably tearing it up at middle school, just less than a year ago.
Early going, Rifle, 5-1 advantage on rebounds.
7-0 Lady Bears, 5 minutes to go in the first. Figuera top of the key. Left side over to Church near the circle. Right side on the wing to Cordova. Back to Church, top of the key.
Tech's in the zone.
Figuera, double teamed. forces up a shot, and off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Bailey Cotton. She's barred there by Figueroa.
No call.
Hands it off to Jalen Smith. 7-0 Lady Bears.
I think Tech came out of that man-to-man. Interesting.
Smith drives right side, and a foul's going to be called. Reaching in there on Cordova.
They do not flash the fouls here on the scoreboard, so I will try to keep track as closely as I can so we know who's in trouble.
London Holland in belly at the far side. Goes into Smith. Smith standing there, bounced the ball a couple times near half court, looking over the defense.
Red offense here.
Dribbles left side, takes it all the way, scoop shot, won't go. And it's a charging foul against Jalen Smith.
That's two, and she is their leading scorer.
And Jaleesa Sudreth coming off the bench. She's a senior captain, 5'4". And Smith is on the bench with two fouls.
And she had 14 last night. She scores 17 a game. 5'7" freshman leads the team in scoring.
7-0 Lady Bears. Cordova has the ball. Right side to Rickstrew. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Bailey Cotton.
And Cotton was a nightmare for the Rams last night on defense as well. She not only scored 20 points, she had 8
Rickstrew
steals.
Rickstrew into Figueroa to Church, right wing. Rickstrew, corner three-pointer off the Zanier ball. Loose ball taken by London Holland. Here's a steal. Cordova to Figueroa to Rickstrew to Cordova to Figueroa, who's bumped. Puts up a shot from 10 feet. Won't go. And the rebound taken by Sierra Lewis for Tech. Here comes Bailey Cotton. Cotton drives, traveled, didn't get called. Are you serious? The ball's out of bounds. Bradley Cotton, though, saved it. The big girl dribbling around like a point guard. Hands it off to London Holland. Top of the key, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound right there, Shante Church. Bradley Cotton harassing her. Still 7-0 Lady Bears. 3:35 to go. Church penetrates, goes to Cordova for three. Air ball. Loose ball taken by Sierra Lewis for Tech. Hands it off to Bailey Cotton. 7-0 Bears. London Holland, right side, now center court, now in the key. Double dribbled, didn't get called. Pulled the ball over her head. Goes to Bradley Cotton, top of the key. Big girl looking down low. Now to Bailey Cotton, her sister. London Holland, here's a pass to Sierra Lewis. Overthrew it. Sierra Lewis retrieves the ball, puts up a shot from the baseline, doesn't go. Still 7-0 Rifle. 3 minutes to go in the first. Figueroa
need to add to this lead, though. They can't sit on it.
Cross court pass to Shante Church. Fakes the three.
Nice
drives.
Drive.
Shoots. Misses. Rebound. Bailey Cotton. And a foul's going to be called on Kuhheim.
Boy, that was a wide open lane for Church. She just overshot it. I don't know if she was afraid of a block.
Jay Kuhheim with a foul at the other end. Michael with two fouls. Three on Denver Tech. 7-0 Lady Bears. Pass left side to Sudreth. Top of the key to Holland. Jorgensen and Walters. Here's a steal by Cordova. Cordova is fouled from behind. No call. Banks the shot in. Nice patience by Cordova after the steal. 9-0 Rifle. Timeout. Denver Tech. We'll be back after this on KMTS. Back to Bruce Randolph High School. The 3A Regional Championship, Rifle Lady Bears and Denver Tech, and Lady Bears on top 9-0 with 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Kaylee Cordova with a steal and got bumped all the way to the hoop. Kept her composure, stopped, shot a little 5-footer off the glass and banked it in. 9-0 Lady Bears.
Cordova hasn't scored a lot. Last night, just 5 points, but she had 5 steals last night. And 4 assists. She already has 3 steals
Holland,
in this game.
Left side to Bailey Cotton looking to get on the board. And a foul is going to be called on Ashley Rickstrew.
Okay, it's hard to get a read on these officials. You know, they're allowing a lot of bumping.
Each team with three.
There wasn't much going on there. Nothing much that we haven't seen.
Bailey Cotton inbounding the baseline. Goes top of the key to London Holland. Stops, pops the three. It's blocked by Figueroa. Loose ball taken by Taylor Walters. Heads it back to Jazz. Jazz bounce pass. Rickstrew at the circle. Rickstrew right side to Taylor Walters. 9-0 Lady Bears. Bounce pass cross court to Rickstrew. Into Figueroa. Figueroa no look pass. Baseline jumper for Jorgensen doesn't go. Ball tipped away, taken by Rick Strew. Lobs it over to Figuera. Figuera down to Jorgensen, who fakes the shot, and she's fouled. No call. Loose ball on the floor. Battle for it, and it comes up. Tech ball. Bradley Cotton bringing it up. Cotton has the ball knocked away. She gets it back, top of the key. She's playing the point.
Bears are playing great man-to-man
point guard
defense.
Fast pass trying to go down to her sister. Bailey Cotton threw it out of bounds. A minute 35 to go. It's 9-0 Rifle here in the first quarter.
Six turnovers for Tech so far.
Walters to Ashley Rickstrew.
Bears have had two.
Rickstrew top of the key. Bounce pass to Walters, right wing.
Tech in a 2-3 zone.
Rickstrew to Figuera, back to Walters. Three-pointer. Get in there, ball. You betcha. Flash. Taylor Walters from downtown. It is 12-0 Rifle. Pass down low to Bradley Cotton. Kipped by Kuheim, taken by Jorgensen. She's double-teamed. She's being bodied. She gets rid of the ball, goes to Walters.
And under a minute to go now in the first quarter. Rifle still shutting out Tech.
Jump pass to Figuera. Figuera double-teamed. Kicks it out to Walters, ball knocked out of bounds by Tech. 57 seconds left, 12-0 Lady Bears. My goodness gracious. How about this?
Of course, we've seen
this Figuera.
Team look explosive.
Rickstrew for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Bailey Cotton. The Tech goes up the court to London Holland. Ball kicked by Figuera.
Oh, I thought she was off.
A little jump kick by Jasmine Figuera.
And so four. Wow.
Shante Church back in for Joey Kuheim. 12-0 Lady Bears. 46 seconds remaining in the first. Bailey Cotton. 20 points last night. Lobs it in, top of the key to London Holland. Thought about a three. Stops. Goes to Bailey Cotton. She'll shoot a three. And that's good.
And they're finally on the board with 37 seconds to go in the first quarter.
12-3. Figuera to Church. Rickstrew back to Church. 28 seconds. Church dribbling the ball there in the circle. Hauling out there to meet her. Shante Church goes to Rickstrew, the right side. She's tripped. Oh, come on. Are you serious? Now they call it jump ball. As London Holland came in there and tackled her. Possession goes to Tech. With 11 seconds to go, 12-3 Rifle. Holland in circle.
Watch that Cotton for the three again.
4 seconds, 3 seconds. Pass down to Bradley Cotton. She puts her shot, and she's fouled. With 1 second left, Bradley Cotton to the line to shoot two.
It's a good call.
Foul called against Taylor Walters.
Four fouls against Rifle now. One. Nobody with more than one. 0.1 seconds left.
Bradley Cotton's first free throw. In and out, no good. They had trouble with their free throws last night.
It was 7 of 15.
It's Jalen Smith that hit the big free throws toward the end. Second attempt by Cotton is good. Figuera to Church, half-court shot, the buzzer! Ooh, that had a chance.
It did.
That had a chance.
Hit the backboard and off the front of the rim.
We played one quarter. It's 12-4 Lady Bears in this regional championship game. This is KMTS. Back to the regional championship. Lady Bears Rifle against Denver Tech. Lady Bears leading 12-4. There's a pass to Figuera at her feet. Hands it off to Shante Church. Church backing up. Near the right wing. One-on-one there with Holland. Her pass, she just handed it right to London Holland. Holland up the court to Bailey Cotton. Easy layup after the steal. And just like that, they cut the lead to half, 12-6 Rifle. Live pass, high pass to Church, out of bounds. Bad pass from Ashley Rickstrew. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Stephanie Helm.
Yeah, you don't want things to get out of hand here. Such a great start, but it can vanish in a hurry. 7:26 to go in the second quarter, just 30 seconds into it.
Sunshine's Deli serving locally roasted organic coffee, take and bake entrees, now a local tavern, walking distance to Glenwood Park. Moonshine's Tavern serves cocktails and appetizers 4 to 9 every night. Sunshine's Deli, Moonshine's Tavern, underwood of Sunlight Mountain Resort, next to Mountain Market, 945-1301.
Rifle had success early getting the ball inside to Joey Kuhan. That may have triggered the switch to his own from a man-to-man by Denver Tech, and it has slowed the Bears down.
12-6 Lady Bears. Just underway here in the second quarter. Jalen Smith with two fouls back in the game. Driving right side, now backs up beyond the arc. Here's London Holland up high. Sierra Lewis, cross court to Bailey Cotton. Drive, shoots, missed. She's fouled. And it's Ashley Rickstrew,
her second.
Bailey Cotton at the line to shoot two. Kuhan checking back in. Cotton's first free throw, in and out.
And they continue to have difficulty.
Kuhan in for Rickstrew
at the line.
Kuhan, Cordova, Figuera, Jorgensen, and Church. Second free throw is good. 12-7 Lady Bears, 7 minutes to go in the half.
And that's seven straight points scored by the Knights.
Figuera to Kuhan, finds a lane, drives, double dribble. Here from the far side, saw the double dribble. And a turnover.
Three turnovers, matching the total the Bears had.
Smith,
in the first
top
half.
Of the key, long three-pointer, that's short. Rebound right there, Shante Church. And ball off her foot, out of bounds.
Wow, another turnover.
And as soon as Rifle comes down with rebounds, whoever has it is double-teamed. Trying to force a turnover. That time it worked. Bailey Cotton inbounding. Jorgensen defending her, lobs it in to Bradley Cotton, puts up a shot with the left hand, good. Into her big sister. And now it's 12-9, Lady
Nine
Bears.
Nine straight points. 6:40 to
Figuera.
Go.
The Church, double team. Being bumped, puts up a shot, wild shot at the glass, won't go. Ball tipped, ends up with Cordova to Shante Church to Figuera. Out to Church for three. You betcha! Shante Church.
Well, that'll keep the Wolves away from the door. Hit a couple of those.
15-9, Lady Bears.
Stops that 9-0 run. 6:13 to go in
Jalen
the second.
Smith spins, drive, shoots, miss, rebound. Good defense there by Cordova and Kuhan. Kuhan got the rebound. Goes to Cordova up the right side. 15-9, Lady Bears. 6 minutes to go. Here's Jorgensen for a long two. This won't go. Rebound taken by Sierra Lewis for Tech. Hands it out to Holland. Up the court to Bailey Cotton, left side.
Bears are doing a good job getting back as Tech really likes to push the ball quickly up the court.
Jalen Smith holding the ball.
Nobody out on her.
A couple times.
Being guarded by
right
Cordova.
Side to London Holland on the wing.
But Cordova's
Bailey Cotton trying to get open. She gets the pass. Puts up a shot with the left hand. Won't go. Got the rebound. The put back. Got it
to block her out. The first shot was forced. The second shot she had plenty of time for. 5:25 to go.
15-11 Lady Bears. Church has it. Little spin move there around Holland. Hands it out to Figuera. Figuera passes out to Cordova. Entry pass down to Jorgensen at her feet. Lost it. Bounced off her foot and jump ball forced. Possession goes to Tech. Lady Bears by 4, 5:12 to go in the half.
Bad news, 5 turnovers this quarter for the Bears. They were so good the first quarter.
Jalen Smith locks it up, calls out a play. Bailey Cotton is the active player. She's trying to get open. Lob pass to Sierra Lewis. Jump ball, rebound, put back by Smith was blocked. Church has
Cordova.
Church to Jorgensen. Lost the ball. Goes to Cordova. Far corner. Pass past Figuera. Here's a three-pointer by Church. You betcha. Shante Church from downtown. Another three.
Well, that's all the Bears have right now, but it's enough.
Here's a three-pointer by Holland. No good off the rim. Rebound Cordova. 18-11 Lady Bears. Bounce pass into Jorgensen. Banks it. Got it. As Sierra Lewis was waving her arms trying to block that.
And 4:20 to go. The Bears lead back up to 9.
22-11, Lady Bears coming up to the 4-minute mark here in the half. London Holland, left wing. Jalen Smith holding the ball on her hip near the circle. She's going to run out of time here.
No, she's not closely guarded.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Here's a near steal. Ball's loose. And Jalen Smith gets it back as she almost falls over the half-court line. Threw the ball away. Lennon Holland gets it. Smith has it again.
The ball was laying way off her. Watching for the drive, I think. And here it
here
comes.
Here she goes, Jalen Smith.
Oh, extra steps.
And oh, yep. What?
She didn't even put the ball
up. Seriously?
She was just jumping through the
two
the
shots
key there. Yeah.
Oh, that was a generous call.
Who did they call it on? I missed the foul.
That was a terrible call. Jalen Smith at the line. And Smith hits the first free throw. Who's it called against?
Jasmine.
Oh,
first.
That was a terrible call. Terrible call. This should not be shooting.
Free throw was good.
Yep. Jalen Smith, second free throw, 5'7 freshman. Got it. And it's 20-13, Lady Bears, 3:35 to go. Shante Church. Ball poked away there by Holland. Loose ball. Wow, boy, that's a lot of physical play. And Jalen Smith diving for that loose ball. Paid the price. She's limping.
She was limping last night, remember?
Yeah,
couple
that's right.
Times.
Cedric coming in. Smith out.
I think she's one of those Jim Brown, you know, after every play, gets up really slowly.
Yeah.
And then drives to the hoop.
Bailey Cotton left wing. Jorgensen Arter. Here's Sierra Lewis. Top of the key to Holland. Gets picked. Gets a shot, beautiful shot from 15 feet. London Holland.
Wow. You've got to hope she doesn't get going. She's been missing.
20-15, Lady Bears. 3 minutes to go in the half. Shante Church being bodied. Are you kidding me? How do you not call a foul? Here's a steal by Bailey Cotton. Lays it up and in. Boy, they let a lot go. Holy smokes. That's 20-17, Lady Bears. Rickstrew to Figueroa.
Well, the 12-0 lead is just a distant memory. They've just got to play every possession.
Here's Church,
now.
Three-pointer. Get in there, ball. Yuck the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and ends up with Rickstrew. Turnaround jumper. Little hook shot. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Bailey Cotton.
Couldn't have forced that one.
Got Bailey Cotton
possession.
Taking it coast to coast.
Not
shoot.
A good shot.
Missed. Foul on Kuhn, I believe. It is.
That's the second on Joey. Rickstrew and Kuhn with two fouls each now.
And that's bonus time as well. 2:27 to go in the half. 20-17, Lady Bears. They've led the whole way, but Bailey Cotton at the line misses the first free throw. Spins out. Cotton's second free throw is good. 20-18, Lady Bears.
Here's the kind of game we thought we might have.
Jorgensen hands it off to Shante Church. Cordova getting ready to check back in for Lady Bears. Church fakes right, goes top of the key to Figueroa. Jazz being bumped there by London Holland. Being slapped. Jazz taking it all the way. Scoop shot with the right hand. Nice shot by Jasmine Figueroa. What a great play.
She just answered the drives on the other
There's
end.
A pass down low to Bradley Cotton. Way overhead and out of bounds into the brick wall. 22-18, Lady Bears. A minute 59 to go in the half. Kuhn out. Cordova back in.
That was a 7-0 run. The Bears had built their lead up to 9, 20-11. Tech answered with 7 straight, and then that drive by Jasmine. She just wove her way through the zone.
Jazz walks it up. Goes to Church at the free throw line. High pass to Cordova, right wing. Back to Figueroa, top of the key.
Patience.
Jazz jump pass to Church. Bad pass. Jasmine gets it back. Back to Church. Church drives, shoots. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Bradley Cotton. Ball knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Sierra Lewis for Tech. She throws the ball away. Chased down by Cordova. Cordova immediately kicks it out to Figueroa. Walks it back up. It was a
Cordova.
Great hustle by Cordova.
Four steals already in this
Jazz
game.
Top of the key. Cross-hand dribble. Jump pass out to Church. Church to Rickstrew. To Jorgensen from the free throw line. It's blocked by Bailey Cotton. And the ball tipped away. Taken by London Holland, who take it all away. Lay it up. And got it. And a foul. Oh, my. That was a bad foul. Foul called against Kaylee Cordova. And the bucket counts by London Holland.
Second foul against Cordova.
And Holland at the line to bring the Knights within a point. A minute 13 to go in the half. And it's the free throw's no good. Rebound tipped. Chased down by Bradley Cotton in the corner. Goes by a steal by Cordova. Now battle for it as Bradley Cotton falls on top of Rickstrew, and that can't feel good.
And the jump ball, and this time it goes the Bears' way.
Jump nothing. Like a pancake ball.
It was a tackle.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Knights are getting some calls now.
A minute to go in the half. Two-point lead for the Lady Bears. Figuera brings it up. Top of the key, London Holland there to harass her. Then she bumped into her again. Figuera, the Church, three-pointer blocked in the hands of Bradley Cotton. She's double-teamed. Oh, that should be an offensive foul. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? They call a foul against Shante Church. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This is some brutal refereeing. I'm telling you. Welcome to the inner city. Woo-wee. Well, they had to expect this. 47 seconds left. Bradley Cotton at the line.
One thing, Tech is not
short.
Shot well.
Nope, rebound chased down by Cordova. She gets bumped by Britt Bailey Cotton. Of course, no whistle. Jasmine Figuera. And she's fouled. Yes, sir. London Holland. Finally. 22-20, Lady Bears.
Second foul against Holland.
Rickshaw will inbound. With 40 seconds left. Jazz looking over. Goes to Church in the near corner. Church along the baseline. And a foul is going to be called on Bailey Cotton. These are some makeup calls here.
It's her first, I believe.
First one that's called, anyway. Church inbounding. Goes to Figuera. Now to Jorgensen, almost traveled. Bounce pass over to Cordova. Bad pass back to Jorgensen. Free throw line. Jump shot blocked by Bailey Cotton. Up the court comes Sudreth. Sudreth missed the layup. It's out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Figuera.
And
good block there.
Jorgensen's been blocked twice up top of the key by Bailey Cotton.
Trying to tie this up. Or take the lead with his three put up by Sierra Lewis. Didn't go. Loose ball. Rebound taken by Figuera. Figuera being bumped from behind. Senses the defense. 10 seconds to go. Figuera kicks it out to Cordova for three. Top of the key. Yes!
Except those orange shoes.
Did they call it a two? A warning against Jorgensen.
I don't know what that is.
Wait a minute. They gave the points. The scoreboard operator gave the points to Tech.
They gave the scores wrong.
There's a three-pointer buzzer. That should be down. Did she hit a three or a two? I only saw him indicate a two.
Well, we'll see if they stretch it out. Brad Skinner talked to the referee. He said, we'll take care of it. It should be. I don't know what the score is right now.
It should be 24-20.
Or 25 if they counted it a three.
It is 25.
Yes, so it was a three.
The hands never went up to indicate a three. They were more concerned about warning Tenny Jorgensen about something. I don't know what.
Cordova was definitely behind the line. And a good finish for the Bears as they hold off a rapid comeback.
Wow.
By Denver Tech. We're
another half to go in this regional championship. Lady Bears on top of Tech, 25-20. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Bruce Randolph High School in Denver. Ron Milhart and Jack Jabor courtside for this 3A Girls Regional Championship. The Rifle Lady Bears getting a lesson in some inner-city thuggery-style basketball, and they're holding their own. They lead the Denver School of Science and Technology 25-20. Nothing technical about this game. It's very physical. Lady Bears hanging in there with great perimeter shooting. They have never trailed. They outscored Tech 12-4. In fact, Tech didn't score their first basket until about 35 seconds remaining in that first quarter. Had a 12-0 lead for a while there. 12-4 in the first, and Tech outscored Rifle in the second quarter 16-13, but Lady Bears able to hang on to the lead thanks to those three-pointers. 9 points scored by Shante Church, picking up where she left off last night. She had 25 points and went over Middle Park. 5 points from Kaylee Cordova, including a three-pointer. The closing seconds of that first half. Beautiful driving layup by Jasmine Figuera. She's got 2 points and has a few assists. She's had a fine first half. And 4 points from Joey Kuheim. Also a three from Taylor Walters in that outstanding first quarter. The Lady Bears were just tearing it up. Bailey Cotton, 20 points last night and went over Roaring Fork. She has 12 at the half, including 9 in the second quarter. Bradley Cotton with 3 points. But stop Bailey Cotton, and I think Lady Bears can avoid the turnovers. They got a little sloppy with the ball, and see how well they adjust in the second half, getting used to the physical style of play and some of the bumps and slaps at the ball and pokes. The referees are letting it go.
Well, they're letting it go on Denver Tech's side. Rifle picked up, 5 fouls in that third quarter, and Tech went to the line 8 times. Fortunately for the Bears, they missed half of those free throws, and one of them was the front end of a 1-1. Kind of the key play, I think, of the first half was that driving layup, or not really a driving layup, a weaving layup that you mentioned that Jasmine Figuera had. Rifle, at the beginning of the second quarter, the Bears were up 12-4, but it was 12-0, as you mentioned. And Tech scored the last 4 points of the first quarter, and then they scored the first 5 points of the second quarter to make it a three-point game. And Shante Church answered with a couple of threes, pushed the lead back out on a shot from Tommy Jorgensen to 9, but then Tech answered with 7 straight points. A key play in there was a steal and a layup by Bailey Cotton. And then so the lead was down to 2 with about 2:20 to go in the half. And then it seemed like the Bears had turned the ball over more than not and were kind of losing their composure. And then Jasmine Figuera just took the ball at the top of the key and took her time and just kind of sort of LeBron James NBA style, just a little bit here, a little bit there, shake of the shoulders, and got to the rim and laid it in, and that pushed the lead back to 4. It was cut to 2 again, but then Figuera threatened to drive. Everybody collapsed into the zone. She kicked it back out on top to Lee Cordova, who has not really been a three-point threat this year, but she nailed that one, and yeah. There's a lot of controversy, as you mentioned. Tony Jorgensen got warned for something. I'm not sure exactly what, and the scorekeeper gave the points to Denver Tech for a little while,
yeah.
But Brad Skinner quickly talked to the referees, and they said, we'll get it.
Might have been Tony trying to fight for position under the basket.
But the turnovers are the key. In the first quarter, the Bears had only 3, and Tech had 7. In the second quarter, it was reversed, and so was pretty much the momentum of the game. Although those three-pointers, since Tech has switched out of the man-to-man, the only thing the Bears have gotten is they made 4 three-pointers, rather. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they made 4 in the second quarter, and then a jumper by Tony Jorgensen and the layup by Jazz. No, I take that back. 3 three-pointers. I circled Jasmine's drive, making it look like a three-pointer on my score sheet. As far as totals go, Church has 9 with 4 boards and 3 of 8 three-pointers for the Bears. 5 points for Kaylee Cordova, including 1 of 2 from downtown. She also has 5 rebounds and 5 steals. She has 2 fouls as well. Joey Kuheim hit the first 2 baskets for Rifle, but the zone has pretty much cut her off. She's got 2 fouls and 4 points, just 1 rebound. Bailey Cotton, 11 points. She got 8 of those in the second quarter, 2 blocks and a steal, and really dominated there. Shooting, the Bears are 10 of 28. Tech is 7 of 24. The Bears have not been to the free throw line at all. And Denver Tech has been there 10 times, but they have missed 5 of those.
Here we go in the second half. 25-20, Lady Bears. 16 minutes left to decide the regional championship. Oh, traveling call against Jalen Smith, the freshman.
And you got to give Ashley Rickstrew credit. She stepped out in front of who she was going to pass it to, caused her to take a false step.
Figuera, left side to Rickstrew. Inside the Church, in the paint, forces up a shot, got it off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped away, taken by Smith. Smith up center court.
Look out.
Pass on the wing, bobbled by Bailey Cotton and taken by Cordova. Hands it out to Shante Church. Church has the ball stripped by London Holland. Holland stops, pops from 15. No good. Rebound, Jasmine Figuera. Holland staying with her. Figuera dribbles up, little hesitation move, protecting the ball. Jump pass over to Cordova, inside to Kuheim, lays it up and in! Nice pass.
And that's what they need to be able to reestablish, if they can, is to get that ball inside to Joey.
27-20.
Since early in the game.
There's a drive by Jalen Smith underneath the basket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken by Tech. And a jump ball forced as Sierra Lewis trying to strip it away. And
Jasmine Figuera is the one that actually forced the jump, and it goes rifles away.
27-20, Lady Bears. Second half just underway. Figuera brings it up. Center court. Bounce pass to Cordova. Three-pointer, far corner. Air ball. Ball chased down, though, by Rickstrew. In the corner, jump pass tipped, taken by Church. Hands it out to Figuera. No look pass to Cordova. Drives along the baseline, goes weak side to Rickstrew. Rickstrew drives, scoop shot off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kuheim, put back, she's fouled. And this time, Lady Bear is going to the free throw line. Joey Kuheim.
First time in the game.
At the 6:29 mark in the third quarter.
Foul called on. Did you get it? No.
Nope. Boy, take your pick. Kuheim taking a deep breath. Puts a left hand on her hip, now dribbles a couple times, toes the line, and Joey's first free throw is good.
Foul was on Sierra Lewis for first. Have to go to the scorer's table every once in a while since they're not giving us any scoreboard indications.
Kuheim's second free throw, perfect. Nice job, Joey. 29-20 Lady Bears.
And again,
6:25 to go in the third.
Bears led by 9 midway through the second quarter.
Jalen Smith guarded there by Figuera. Smith tries to penetrate. Goes top of the key to London Holland.
Bears are playing with so much more confidence and poise.
Holland almost traveled. She picked up her foot.
We have
Smith.
Fans.
Smith holding the ball over her head. Bailey Cotton trying to get open. Look at Richter staying right with her. Great
nice
job.
Key.
Now Cotton with the ball. Directing traffic. Looking to pass.
That is a key. Back up. Defense on Bailey Cotton.
Cotton, high post, left side, goes inside.
There we go.
There's a pick by Cordova. Cordova, outnumbered 4-1, stops, wisely hands it out to Shante Church, now to Figuera at the circle.
Cordova.
9-point lead for the Bears.
Should be arrested. That's 7 steals.
Cordova, here's Rickstrew for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, tipped, and saved by
somebody.
Cordova.
Shoes.
Throws it in, goes to Figuera, to Shante Church, back to Jazz at the circle. Jazz directing traffic. He kicks it over to Rickstrew for 3.
Have it. No.
Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Tech. Here's a London Holland brings it up. London Holland in traffic. Hands it off to Sierra Lewis. Sierra Lewis from 12. No good. Rebound. Oh, that should be a foul on Bradley Cotton. Indeed it is. As Cordova knocked to the floor, she clearly had position, and Bradley Cotton came up and hip-checked her, and a timeout called, a full timeout called by Coach Denise Brain and the Tech Knights. It is 29-20, Lady Bears, 5:12 to go in the third. This is KMPS. Back to Bruce Randolph High School in Denver. Von Millhart, Jack Jabor, an exciting game of the Rifle Lady Bears leading the Denver School Sites Technology 29-20 with 5:12 to go in the third quarter.
Big news of this game is Rifle finally got to the free throw line for the first time in the game here. Amazing.
Cordova inbound. Jasmine Figuera brings it up uncontested.
Playing a 1-2-2, it looks like, is Denver.
Figuera guarded there by Holland. Pass far corner to Cordova. Jump shot from baseline won't go. Rebound knocked away, taken by Bailey Cotton.
There
being bumped by Rickstrew. And Rickstrew gets in front of her. Indeed, Bailey Cotton, nowhere to go. Hands it off to Jalen Smith.
Nice job by Ashley Rickstrew again on
Smith
Cotton.
For 3. That's off the mark. And it's going to go out of bounds. Rifle ball.
Boy, key play there. Ashley Rixrud doesn't get any stats for it, but she cut off Cotton, kept it from the rim.
Yep. Figueroa bring it up. Goes to Rixrud.
Got to keep scoring. That's
now
a
to
bad
Church.
Pass.
Church in the key, puts up a shot. Got it to go! Shot to Church. A little floater in the key. Yeah, with... Here's a drive by Smith. That should be an offensive foul. Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
They just let
her go. Oh, my
goodness
gracious.
She got those two early in the game, but not anymore.
Well, they did call an offensive foul.
There you go.
Initially, it was called against Church, it looked like, and then they quickly called the offensive foul. The hand went behind the head. Stephanie held. It's like, Coach, you better be careful. She's jumping up. You don't want to have that baby now.
Three fouls now on Jalen Smith. All of them offensive charging.
4:21 to go, third quarter. 31-20, Rifle.
Tech was bringing up their 1-2-2, almost to a half-court press.
Figueroa. No look pass to Cordova. Drives along the baseline. Gets bumped. Falls to the floor. Kicks it out to Figueroa, traveling against Church. She fell to the floor, tried to dish it to Jazz. But traveling across her tush, I guess. Jalen Smith will bring it up. 11-point lead, Lady Bears. Four minutes to go in the third. Bailey Cotton, right there by Richard. Pass down to Bradley Cotton.
Nice.
Kicks
feed,
it out
Joey.
To Sierra Lewis. Baseline jumper, air ball. Loose ball. And out of bounds, Rifle ball. And Tech is not, they are flustered right now.
Well, Rifle has its biggest lead. Tech has not scored in the second half. Bears up. Well, not the biggest lead of the game, but they're up by 11.
Jazz brings it up. Gets around London Holland. Inside the Church. Kicks it out. Now a quick shot put up by Kuhheim. And she's fouled. And a foul called against Jalen Smith. And then she knows she's coming out.
Well, that'll be four on
Sedrick coming in. 5'4 senior. And again, not a lot of depth for Janice Brame in Denver Tech. Kuhheim at the line. She was 2-for-2 her last trip.
They pretty much just used Sudriff. She's the only one coming off the bench, number two.
And Kuhan swish on that first free throw.
And it's so important that they continue to get the ball inside to Joey. And she's not getting the shots, but she is getting the line. Just three
Kuhan
free throws.
Second free throw. You betcha.
Four free throws for Rifle in the game, all by Joey, all good.
33-20, Lady Bears.
Now the biggest lead of the game.
London Hall stops, pops from 15, air ball.
And out of bounds again. And this young Denver Tech team might be feeling the pressure a little bit.
And Jazz taking her time, bringing it up the court. Uncontested, looking over the D. Left side to Rixrud, back to Figueroa. Dad back to Rixrud in the left corner. Cross court pass to Cordova. Bounce pass underneath to Kuhheim. Shot at the glass. Won't go. Rebound taken by Rixrud. Good position by Ashley.
What a
bounce pass
rebound
to Cordova. Indeed. Here's Figueroa. Inside to Church. Kicks it out to Kuhheim. Back to Figueroa.
No hurry.
To Rixrud. To Cordova. Drives. Kicks it out to Rixrud. Baseline jumper. Yes! Rixrud's first basket gives the Lady Bears a 15-point lead. Here's a drive
Bravo
by Bailey Cotton. Oh. A foul called against Shante Church. Against Bailey Cotton, and Cotton to the line. And Tech looking for their first points of the third quarter. 2:55 to go. 35-20 Lady Bears.
Boy, it's an awful lot like that first quarter, isn't it? 10-0, first 10 points of the quarter scored by...
Bailey Cotton hits the first free throw. It's the first point at the 2:55 mark of the third quarter.
Foul was on Ashley, was it?
No, Church.
Okay.
Second free throw is good.
It's her second one.
35-22, Lady Bears. Pass to Rixrud.
No hurry.
Pass top of the key to Church. Back to Figueroa. Jazz to Church. Cross court pass from Cordova to Rixrud. To Church. To Figueroa. Figueroa, no look pass out to Cordova. Bounce pass down to Kuhheim. Pivots. Kicks
and
it out to Cordova.
Nice job of getting the ball out.
Figueroa to Church. Rixrud. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Bailey Cotton. Cotton lobs it to Bradley Cotton. Drives. Shoots. Got it.
and probably contact there.
Yeah, there was lots of contact.
Jazz, but no call.
First field goal of the second half by Tech. Oh, ball lost by Rickstrew, taken by Bradley Cotton. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 35-24. Lady Bears. Bradley Cotton brings it up.
Important to keep their poise here now. They've allowed four straight points by Denver. Even if they should
Cotton
give them a basket
stops,
here.
Pops from 12. Good. Wow. Kid girl's got a nice touch. She has great. 35-26, Lady Bears. There's a steal by Bailey Cotton, and she throws it out of bounds. She's trying to find London Hall on the baseline and toss it out of bounds.
Full court press, and that's a big turnover.
Bailey Cotton losing her cool and starting to cry. These are young girls, supremely talented, but very young. And you can see they start to lose their composure. 30-second timeout.
The Bears are not all that old themselves. I mean, they've got a couple of seniors that play, but all of these girls went to the state tournament last year. They were all on the team, and I think that experience is showing up here. We'll see. A little bit of unnerved, the turnover on the press, the first time that Denver has thrown the full court press on them, and Rifle turned
difference
it over.
Difference here between this half and the second half, the first half, is the team fouls. Four for Tech, just one for Rifle. Lady Bears lead 35-26, a minute 43 to go, and now Tech putting on the press as Rickstrew goes into Figuera. Double team back to Rickstrew, up to Cordova, who's bumped by Sierra Lewis and a foul.
No, just out of bounds, I think.
Okay. Rickstrew into Figuera, up to Shante Church. Met there right away. Jump pass, and knocked away by Lewis. And Lewis knocked Church to the floor. That was dirty. That was just filthy. Girl, you better watch out.
Well, the thing they've got to be careful about here is if they get casual with the ball, they're going to get double-teamed. As soon as they pick up the dribble, and that's what happened to
Church has it,
Cordova.
To Figuera. Back to Church, to Cordova, high post, right side, back to Church near the circle, to Figuera, left wing.
The key is not to give up
your
dribble.
She's bumped there, and London Holland forces a jump ball. And Jasmine Figuera slapping her hands in frustration.
And she just automatically dribbled, and that cost her.
A minute three to go in the third quarter, 35-26, Lady Bears. London Holland, top of the key. Bailey Cotton. Ashley Rickstrew stand right on top of her.
She used her dribble, so she can't go again.
Then the top of the key to Sudreth, to Sierra Lewis. Indecisive with the ball. Here's ball tipped. Bailey Cotton gets it. She drives. Rickstrew now kicks it out to Sudreth. Sierra Lewis dribbles once. Now they go to London Holland. Puts up a shot from 15. Got it.
That was just all skill there. 30 seconds to go, and a
traveling against Shante Church.
And this is where they have to keep their poise, and they're kind of a little crack in the armor here, letting Tech get close.
Right, the Bears led by 15. Now they lead by 7. 28 seconds. Sudreth. Here's a drive by London Holland. Oh, she traveled. She moved her feet. Oh, my goodness. Sudreth drives. Puts a wild shot. Won't go. Rebound. Oh, that should be a foul on Bradley Cotton. With the loose ball taken by Tech. Bradley Cotton has it. And a strip by Shante Church. Church brings it up. Church drives. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Underhand layup. Won't go. She's knocked to the floor. Church getting up slowly. Pass up the court. And there's the buzzer ending. The third quarter is Shante Church now to her knees.
Officials have lost control of this game.
They have. Shante Church is slow to get up. We're going to take a break. We go to the fourth quarter. Who's going to the Grade 8? 35-28 Lady Bears. This is KMTS. Here we go with the fourth quarter. Lady Bears turn the ball over. The foul's going to be called on London Holland after the turnover. Well, that was a quick whistle just to start the fourth quarter. 7:55 to go in the game. Lady Bears lead 35-28. They led by 15. And then Tech went on a nice run there.
He's third foul. There's another one.
There's another one against London Holland.
And it was called. That'll be four on her now.
And she's upset. She needs a tissue. She bumped Cordova, clearly knocked her to the floor. Shante Church on the bench. She hit the floor hard. Here's Figuera to Cordova. Back to Figuera. Bounce pass.
Cordova
Jazz near the circle.
Wastes dribbles.
Walters to Cordova to Figuera. Top of the key, drives. Pass over to Rick Shrew. Back to Figuera. Jazz to Cordova. Walters. Bounce pass to Cordova. Now to Jazz. Jazz to Cordova. Back to Jazz near the circle. Back and forth we go. Play and catch.
They're trying to get Tech to come out of their zone.
Yep.
So far they haven't.
Jazz hold the ball over her head. Goes to Cordova. Now here they come out of it. Cordova to Taylor Walters. Walters to Cordova.
Hardest,
half court.
Hardest thing in basketball, I think, is to take the air out of the ball and not turn it over.
Figuera. Figuera being bumped there by Bailey Cotton. Figuera drives, takes it, kicks it out to Walters. Lost the ball, got it back.
His heads up
recovers
by Figuera not to force that shot.
Hands it out to Jazz. Jazz has the ball stolen by Bailey Cotton. Bailey Cotton will lay this one up and in.
Well, that's the danger in trying not to score, but just to run clock.
35-30 Lady Bears. Rickstrew, jump pass to Figuera. Figuera, no look pass to Cordova along the baseline. Kicks it out to Walters. Jump shot.
Out.
Air ball.
That was not a
loose ball taken by London Holland. Holland up the left side. Rickstrew there to meet her. And they're going to call a foul on Ashley Rickstrew.
Well,
two shots for London Holland.
She prevented an easy layup. Probably worth it.
She just kind of got in the way and ducked. London Holland, 5'6" freshman at the line.
7 of 12 are the Knights from the line.
First free throw is good.
And shooter!
35-31 Lady Bears, 6:25 to go in the game. The winner moving on to the Grade 8 in Fort Collins. London Holland. Second free throw. Got it.
And
against the press again. Figuera to Rickstrew. To Figuera. Figuera brings it up. Pass over to Cordova for three. That's short. Rebound, no. Taken by Taylor Walters. Kicks it out to Rickstrew. Bounce pass to Figuera, top of the key.
A great job on the weak side rebounding when they've been taking those threes.
Jazz. Right there by London Holland. Pass to Walters. Walters to Figuera. Shante Church is okay. She's getting ready to check back in. Figuera holding the ball overhead. London Holland comes out at her. Figuera drives. Loses the ball. Kicks it out to Rickstrew. Rickstrew hands it off to Jazz. Jazz being guarded by Bailey Cotton. A little hook pass to Rickstrew near the circle. Now to Cordova. Cordova. Top of the key. Backs up. Bounce pass to Jazz. Left wing. 5:30 to go in the game. Lady Bears lead by 3.
Tech still in the zone.
They're led by 15. Here's Walters. Left wing. Here's Cordova. Now Jazz near the half court line. Holland coming out on her. It's like a boxing match here in the closing round.
More like a chest. Well, yeah.
Here's Rickstrew. Rickstrew. Drives far corner, picks up her dribble, goes to Jorgensen.
I think the Bears have got to try to score. 3 points
hands
isn't
it out
enough
to
of a
Jazz.
Lead.
Jazz in the far corner, near the half-court line, and then throws it off the knees of London Hall out of bounds to regroup here.
Clever little move.
Walters out, Church back in. Timeout. Rifle. It's a full timeout. 4:58 to go in the ball game. 35-32 Lady Bears. This is KMTS. Back to Bruce Randolph High School in Denver. Ron Milhorn and Jack DeMore courtside. 4:58 to go in the ball game. Winner moving on to the regional or to the Grade 8, Fort Collins next week. Lady Bears leading 35-32. They led by 15 back in the third quarter, but Tech has been on a run. And Lady Bears just trying to take the air of the ball. Let's see what they do here after this full timeout. Rickstrew will inbound. Rickstrew.
I'd like to see him get it inside. Now Tech is out from man-to-man.
Over the head of Shante Church, taken by Bailey Cotton. Stops, pops from five. Good. And now the Lady Bears lead down to one. Church is fouled. No call. Steal by Cotton. Down to Holland. Lays it up and in. And Tech leads for the first time this afternoon.
And the full court press is having its effect.
36-35 Tech.
Bears have not scored this quarter. They've been outscored 8-0.
Jasmine Figueroa will bring it up.
And part of that their own doing is the Bears went into a delay and it's backfired on them.
Shante Church drives, stops, ball tipped. Loose ball taken by Bradley Cotton. 4:20 to go and counting. 1-point lead for Tech.
Can Rifle do anything to stem
Jaylen
the momentum?
Jaylen Smith drives left side. He goes all the, oh, that should be an offensive foul. Yes, it is.
Four of them on
him.
Oh, no.
Sweetheart, you cannot guard, you can't argue that one.
She is out.
That's all she's done is charge this afternoon. She's out. So untucking the jersey and sits down angrily. 36-35, Lady Knights of Tech leading, 4:11 to go in the ball game. And now Tech back in their zone.
They pulled the press off. No, they're man-to-man.
Okay. Figueroa now brings it up. London Hall guarding her. To Church, low pass there. Church has it. One-on-one with Holland.
Joey.
Ball knocked away by Holland, diving for it, and they're going to call jump ball. Possession goes to Tech. Man, this is tackle football. Holland has the hit the go-ahead basket. Has the ball met there by Cordova. Cordova gets around the pick, stays with her. Bounce pass into Bradley Cotton. Knocked out of bounds by Kuhheim. Holland will inbound the baseline. Now it's going to be Bailey Cotton. Cotton goes top of the key to Holland. Out there to meet her is Cordova. Pass to Bradley Cotton at the free throw line. She drives. Backs up. Kuhheim staying with her. Bounce pass to London Holland. Left wing.
And now
drives along the baseline.
Shoes on the other
reverse
side.
Reverse layup. Underside of the backboard. Here's a ball taken by Figueroa from the floor. Good shot job by Figueroa to get that loose ball. Goes to Church. Back to Jazz. 1-point lead for Tech. 3:13 to go in the game. Jazz to Cordova. Far corner to Rickshrew. Against Sierra
get
Lewis.
It to Joey. She wants it.
And threw it off her knees out of bounds.
With the Tech defense, now that they've switched to the man-to-man, is just tenacious, and Rifle having trouble moving the ball and getting any kind of even look at a basket.
Rickshrew inbounding at the baseline.
Bears have not scored this quarter.
Top of the key to Church.
5 minutes into it.
Rickshrew for three, far corner. Got it! Oh, my! That was a huge basket to the first basket of the fourth quarter for Rifle. They have the lead again, 38-36, 2:48 to go. Bailey Cotton, top of the key, drives, backs up. Jump shot from 15, got it, swish.
Right
game is tied.
The defender. First tie of the game.
38 all, 2:30 to go in the game. Figueroa, bounce pass to Church. Church drives, shot blocked by Bailey Cotton. That was a foul, no call. Of course not. London Holland drives, shoots, got it. Underneath the outstretched arm to Jasmine Figueroa, 40-38. Tech with the lead.
2:15.
2:10. Figueroa drives underneath the Kuhheim. Bobbles it. And she's fouled by London Holland. And that should be bonus time. No, it is not. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that should be, that's four on Holland. No, that should be five on Holland.
So Holland is out. And she's crying. Lily Anderson, 5'6", sophomore in, and Kuhheim to the line to try and tie it up. It's a 1-1, and Joey taking her time, taking a deep breath. First free throw, you betcha, atta girl.
Ice water in the veins. Timeout, Denver Tech.
30-second timeout called by Tech, 40-39, 2:05 to go in this ball game. And I remind you, Sunshine's Deli serves locally roasted organic coffee. Take and bake entrees now, a local tavern walking distance to Glenwood Park. Moonshine's Tavern serves cocktails and appetizers 4 to 9 every night. Sunshine's Deli, Moonshine's Tavern, on your way to Sunlight Mountain Resort next to Mountain Market, 945-1301. Lady Bears led by 15 in the third quarter, and Tech has fought back took the lead here in the fourth. Rifle tied it up. Actually took the lead with a three-pointer from Ashley Rickstrew. Now looking to tie it again as Joey Kuheim looking to hit her second free throw. 40-39, Kuheim taking her time. Dribbles a couple times. And she has tied the game up again. 40 all. 2 minutes remaining in the game. Bailey Cotton at half court. Two key players have fouled out for Tech. Here's a jump shot and a foul is going to be called on Shante Church. Bailey Cotton doing a little boogie-woogie dance there at the free throw line.
It's only the second on Shante, if I'm correct. 1:55 to go.
First free throw. It's good. Swish. He truly is an outstanding player. 41-40, Tech. Minute 55 to go. Second free throw. Perfect. 42-40, Tech. Cordova brings it up. Now to Church, left wing, near the circle to Figuera.
He's trying to direct traffic against this man-to-man.
Rickshaw, right wing, being smothered there by Lewis. Figuera, dribble around, top of the key, hands it out to Church. Church drives, kicks it out to Rickshaw. Rickshaw drives along the baseline, shot, out the rim, no good. Ball, out of bounds. Out of bounds, should be rifle ball, it is. Bailey Cotton arguing. No argument there. No argument there. It's off her shin and out of bounds.
Yep. She had the ball and lost it. OB. 1:29 to go in the game.
Church inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Rickstrew. Bounce pass to Jazz. Back to Church for three. Got it! Shante Church gives the Lady Bears a lead. 43-42. 1:18 to go.
Can they D it up here?
Bailey Cotton.
She's waving all the other players away.
Rickstrew.
I want to do it myself.
Cotton lobs it down to Bradley.
Oh, she walked.
She did. She puts up a shot. She got to go. 1 point lead for Tech with 1 minute to go. She walked with the ball. Figuera. Cordova. 1 point lead for Tech. 47 seconds. Figuera. Drives, shoots from 10, won't get the bounce, rebound Bradley Cotton.
That could be it.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Could be it.
37 seconds.
We're going to have to come out.
Bailey Cotton.
Foul anybody but her. Of course, she's going to get
24 seconds.
Go get her.
Go foul her now. Bradley Cotton hands it out to Bailey Cotton.
Oh, they didn't foul the big girl. I don't know why.
15 seconds.
Oh,
now they fouled. That was a ticky-tack. They had to, boy, they let mugging and thugging go away. They just ignore that. And that little reach-in foul by Cordova, they call.
Well, Reichel needed to have it called. But the thing is, Bradley Cotton had the ball, and they didn't foul her. Last timeout taken by Denver Tech.
14 seconds remaining in this game, and Denver Tech leads by one. And Bradley Cotton got the go-ahead basket after traveling in the key.
Bailey Cotton now will go to the line, I think. I'm sure it's 1-1. No,
wow.
It isn't. Rifle's only got four fouls.
Yeah. 14 seconds left.
So they're not going to be able to get her to the line. They need to foul a lot to get them to the line. And unfortunately,
boy, these officials have been horrible.
Well, the trouble with officiating is if you're told to let some things go, it's hard to decide what to let go and what to call. And these guys have been very inconsistent, which is the worst thing you can be as a referee. But I understand the pressure they're under. You know, I don't know that they're told to let things go. That just appears to be the way it is in playoff basketball.
Luck of the draw. Bradley Cotton will inbound it. Far sideline.
Bears need a steal.
14 seconds left.
They need to tighten up man-to-man. And they should foul number one if she ever touches the ball. She's not been in the game until a few minutes ago.
Bailey Cotton trying to get open. Goes into Bailey Cotton backcourt. 12 seconds. Got a foul. Lob pass.
Oh.
Here's Bradley Cotton, top of the key. Fowler. And they do. With 6 seconds left.
See, the thing is, they're not getting to the line. They've still got a foul two more times. They've got a foul right away.
6 seconds left. Bradley Cotton inbounding. Joey Kuheim. And timeout call, a full timeout call by Coach Stephanie Helm, Lady Bears. Lady Bears trail by one, 6 seconds left. This is KNTS. And we're back to Bruce Randolph High School. Tech leading the Rifle Lady Bears, 44-43 with 6 seconds remaining. Tech has the ball. The Bears need to foul quickly or get a steal.
Well, the thing is, even if they foul quickly, it doesn't stop. You know, it doesn't get them to the line. They've got to foul twice. They've only got five team fouls.
Tech, without a doubt, playing their toughest opponent of the year.
Other than Matchba, whom they lost to.
Bradley Cotton.
Now, see, here
goes into Bailey Cotton. She's fouled right away by Ashley Rickstrew.
And Church was trying to foul.
That
before
took a second off the clock.
The ball was thrown in.
One tick off the clock. And the next one will send him to the line.
I've seen teams foul while the inbounder has the ball.
Bradley Cotton. Goes backcourt to Bailey Cotton. They got a fouler. She's getting away. They finally foul her. They didn't call that. She pushed her. She shoved her, and they didn't call it. Oh, you guys better leave the court fast. That was a terrible non-call. She was shoved to the floor, and they let it go. Inconsistent is right. That was just horrible. And Lady Bears lose a heartbreaker. 44-43, the final. Lady Bears season comes to an end. We'll be back to wrap things up after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Bruce Randolph High School as the Rifle Lady Bears suffer a heartbreaking loss to Denver School of Science and Technology, 44-43. Lady Bears had it in their grasp and let it slip away. They led by 15, the biggest lead of the game in the third quarter. Managed to outscore Tech in the third, 10-8. Fourth quarter, they went to the slowdown, took the air of the ball, was trying to run clock, and it cost them as Tech went into their man defense and pressured the ball the entire fourth quarter. And forced a lot of turnovers. Several tackles made. Kept Rifle short of the first down several times. It was a very, very physical game. And inexplicably, the most physical play was at the very end as Rifle trying to stop the clock and collect the seventh foul to send Tech to the line. And Bailey Cotton shoved to the floor, and they let it go. They called little ticky-tack fouls to stop the clock. There's time running out in the fourth. But the shove to the floor, they just let it go. And time ran out. And the season comes to an end for the Lady Bears. It was 12-4 Lady Bears in the first. They were off to a great start. Outscored in the second quarter, 16-13. Had a 25-20 lead at half. Again, I guess, as I said, outscored them 10-8 in the third. And then Tech doubled them up, 16-8 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I'm stunned. I mentioned during the commercial break that this kind of feels like Rifle's one-point loss to Estes Park last year in the consolation game at Fort Collins. It was a similar score. 44-43 the final, and Lady Bears' fine season comes to an end. And they played, I would say, their best basketball in these last two games of the season. So we've seen them play some games during the regular season where they just looked awful, but Stephanie Held really had him ready to play this weekend. And a trip to Fort Collins just slipped away for Rifle, but they can hold their heads high. They played a very good team. but lose by 1 point. So Tech moves on to the Great Eights in Fort Collins, and they'll probably play Matchbuck in the next round.
Well, there are a lot of turning points in this game. You know, Rifle entered that fourth quarter with a 7-point lead, 35-28. And then they tried to take the air out of the ball and kind of hold on to that lead, and it just didn't work for them. They committed six turnovers, and with about 5 minutes to go, Tech went into a man-to-man full-court press, and they scored 8 straight points, and there went the lead. And matter of fact, Tech took the lead for the first time with 4:40 to go in the game. But a couple of big shots by the Bears gave them a chance down the stretch. With 2:50 to go in the game, Ashley Rickstrew hit her only 3 of, I think, the weekend. No, she was 1-for-6 last night and 1-for-6 again today. But that one gave the Bears the lead inside of 3 minutes to go by 2. It was answered, and the game was tied up on a drive by who else? Bailey Cotton, who wound up with 21 points for the night. And then the Bears got a pretty good shot, a drive by Bailey Cotton, or by Shante Church, but Cotton got the block. She was everywhere. And London Holland got the loose ball and took the length of the court for a layup to give Denver Tech the lead again, 40-38 with 2:15 to go. The Bears got it inside of Joey Kuhheim, something they did not do for most of the game, and then they began to do it again in the third, and that's when they got out to that big 15-point lead. Joey went to the line a couple of times. Actually, she went to the line 3 times in the game, made all 6 of her free throws. Well, she did it again to tie the game up with 2:05. But once again, there was a foul on the other end, and Bailey Cotton to the line. The Knights were horrible at the free throw line early in the game, but Cotton wound up 6-for-8, and she made 2 to give Denver the lead once again inside of 2 minutes, 42-40. And then one more last hurrah for the Bears. Jasmine Figueroa found Shante Church, who just played a marvelous weekend. She was 4-for-9 on her 3-pointers today, and last night she made 4-of-7, so 8 3-pointers in 2 games. And she made yet another one to give the Bears the lead, 43-42 with 1:20 to go. And then, I don't know what happened on the next one. Cotton brings the ball down. She got it to her big sister, Bradley Cotton.
Big being the operative word.
On the right block, and she took 2 steps to the right. Looked like she traveled there. Then she took 2 steps to the left around another defender and got a little kind of jumper to go down. And it looked like she got extra steps both times. But that turned out to be the winning basket with 1 minute left to go on the clock. Jasmine got a jumper with 40 seconds to go, but it didn't fall, and the rebound was pulled in by big Bradley Cotton. And after that, the Bears were just trying to – actually, they weren't fouling quick enough. They weren't trying to foul, but as that last play showed, they might not have got the calls anyway. And they wound up not even getting – Denver to the line in the last 14 seconds. As you know, that was a case where it was too. You know, usually you like not to have a lot of fouls on your team, but when you get down to the end here, the other team has the ball. You can't stop the clock. Well, you can stop the clock, but you can't get possession. You can't get them to the line. Denver just kept getting the ball out of bounds, out of bounds, out of bounds, and then with 5 seconds to go, they got the ball in. And you described that play well. Bailey Cotton was pushed to the floor. The ball rolled free, but no call. The refs just wanted to go home, I guess. For the Bears, they wind up shooting 15-of-47, making all 6 of their free throws, all of those Joey Kuhheim, 7-of-20 from downtown, commit 22 turnovers, and pull down 24 rebounds, 9 offensive, and managed to score on just 1 of those. The Denver Knights were 16-of-41 from the floor, 11-of-16 from the line. They were just 1-of-11 on three-pointers, 1-of-10 at half, and they quit taking them, and that was probably a good decision on their part. They committed 18 turnovers, have 25 rebounds. High scorer for Rifle was Shante Church with 14. Mentioned she had 4-of-9 from downtown. Joey Kuhheim had a dozen points, just 2 rebounds.
Other scores for Rifle, Ashley Rickscrew, 5 points, four boards. Kaylee Cordova played an excellent game, 5 points, six boards, seven steals, 1 for 4 from downtown. And 3 points for Taylor Walters. She hit a big three in that first quarter. It was just looked like it was going to be all Rifle, but you just know that. And Jasmine Figuera, I can't leave her out. She just scored 2 points, but had 6 boards, 8 assists, and played a marvelous game. It's too bad we don't get to see these girls play together anymore. They're going to lose Tani Jorgensen, Jordan Garay, Ashley Rickscrew, and I think that's it. Everybody else comes back. So this is going to be a deep and experienced team, but they won't be playing at the 3A level anymore, as they're going to move back up to the 4A Western Slope with Glenwood and
Delta, Moffitt County. Well, no, Moffitt County's dropping down.
Moffitt
right.
County coming down, yeah. And Hotchkiss is dropping down out of the 3A league, I hear from Coach Held. So things will be different next year. It's too bad the Bears didn't get to go back to CSU. They sure deserved it. They played so well this weekend. And just, you know, a couple of calls here and there. Usually you can look back at a game like this and say, oh, if we'd only made a free throw here or made a layup there. Rifle did everything they needed to do to win this game. They hit key shots. They D'd it up like crazy. Ashley Rickscrew's defense on Bailey Cotton was marvelous. Cotton wound up with 21 points, but, boy, she had to earn them. And a dozen points for London Holland before fouling out. She had 6 steals. The key kind of was the way the officials allowed Denver Tech to just body them up and get hockey-type steals.
Yeah, I sound so incredulous when I'm calling the game, but we're so used to seeing soft calls on the Western Slope, you know. Oh, little reach in there, going to the line, you know. Here, I know what to expect. Year after year, we come down here, but I can't get used to it.
And you say, well, Rifle didn't get to go to the line much. Was it one-sided? Well, Rifle doesn't play that kind of defense because they're used to getting called for fouls on it.
Yeah.
So, and yet Denver Tech, they knew how to play the game. They knew what the officials were allowing, and congratulations to them. They won the ball game.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very, very good team for years to come. A lot of freshmen. Well, now it's up to the Aspen Skiers, and they'll tip off in less than a half hour at home against Holy Family.
Fire up the Learjet. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Can we make it? 44-43, our final. I want to thank our sponsors, always. Flooring America, McDonald's, Mountain Air Mechanical, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Carbondale Insurance Service. Also, thanks to Berthod Motors. Many thanks to Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Sopris Lighting, Magtech LLC, Sunshine's Deli, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carpet One, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, and Got You Covered. Thanks to Pat Dupre for engineering our games last night and this afternoon. For Jack DeBoer, I'm Ron Norton saying so long from Bruce Randolph High School. Again, our final score, Lady Bears, heartbreaking loss to Denver School of Science and Technology, 44-43. The Aspen Skiers playing in about a half hour. And if they win, we're on to Fort Collins next week. We'll see what happens. Keep it tuned to KMTS. Have a great weekend.